Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. In Blog We Trust.
Year one, balls in baskets, semi-final about to begin. Year three, egg and spoon heats in 5 minutes, over by the sycamore tree. If parents could make their way over, thank you.
Will you hurry up, Brian? We're going to miss Thomas trying to get his balls into the basket.
All right, I'm coming.
Hey, Brian. Congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you, Deirdre.
The marriage is over and the honeymoon never happened. Thank you for your interest. Goodbye.
That's not a sycamore, that's an ash. The sycamore has a five-lobed leaf. It's a member of the maple family, for God's sake.
Oh, if it isn't the newlyweds, Mazel Tov.
Thank you, Mrs. Shapiro.
Yeah, we're not married, OK? It didn't work out.
Oh.
Brian, will you stop encouraging them?
It's just a bit embarrassing. Even Britney Spears was married longer than we were.
No, now you're underneath an oak. Okay, parents, forget the trees. Egg and spoon over by the Spanish flag.
I still don't understand what went wrong. I just wish you'd tell me why you ended it.
I will tell you, Brian, but for now, all information has to be on a need-to-know basis.
Claire, congratulations.
Have you met my ex-husband, Brian?
That's not the Spanish flag, that's the Polish flag.
Claire, you will be running in the mum's race, I hope.
Oh, I'm afraid not, Zoe. I don't believe in competitive sport. Indeed, if it were up to me, I'd have ball sports played without the balls, turning them into a kind of free-form, expressive dance.
It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, OK, why not? I mean, if you're prepared to race in those high heels...
You're joking. I've got a pair of running shoes in the bag. Mustache, my trainer's arranged some last-minute coaching. Congrats to you both, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Sorry, force of habit.
No, I've got to clear things up once and for all.
You've missed it. You've missed the race. All it needed was the most elemental grounding in botany or geography, but oh, no, not one of you.
You give me that.
Beg your pardon?
Hand it over.
Hello, yeah, this is a public information announcement. Brian and I, no longer together, OK? Got it? We're not together, OK? So if you'll stop congratulating us on our wedding, thank you. Over and out.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Sorry?
Come in, Claire.
I wasn't sure what you meant.
It was a classical allusion from Dante's Inferno. See, as an Australian, I like to confound the expectations of those who stereotype us as uncouth, uncultured and vulgar. Ignorant shit-kickers. Now, how may I help you, Claire?
The Secret Social Worker.
Yeah, what about it?
You've read it?
Yeah, of course. Everybody in social work reads it.
I have reason to believe that the secret social worker works out of this very office.
That's fantastic. A celebrity in our midst.
No, it's not fantastic. It's deplorable. I mean, I'm as big a supporter of freedom of expression as anyone, but you can't just let people say what they want.
It's just a blog, Claire. I mean, try to see it for what it is, yeah? Piece of fun.
Look, Libby, I enjoy fun as much as the next person.
Come again.
I said, I enjoy fun as much as the next person.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said. carry on.
No, but it's stabbing ourselves in the back. It's shooting ourselves in the foot. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's pissing inside the tent.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you now.
Yeah.
But why do you think it's one of our guys?
It's just too many coincidences. You look at the team in the articles, it's practically a mirror image of our own. There's a lazy one, there's a scruffy one, there's a neurotic one.
As I remember, there's also a self-important, insensitive one with no awareness whatsoever.
Yes, but obviously the writer made her up to throw readers off the scent.
So you're not in it?
No.
Why do you think that is?
I suppose there's nothing to satirise.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, the team leader in the articles is a man. And I'll tell you what, the last time I looked...
No, yes, but he is an overbearing, dictatorial, self-opinionated man. The change of sex is just a smokescreen. We have a whistleblower in our midst.
So?
Well, if I can work out that the source is in this office, it won't be long before somebody else does.
What you're saying, Claire, is this... Can Sparrowhawk Family Centre afford to be the butt of a public joke? And can I afford to be its butt cheeks?
Exactly.
Claire, I need someone to smoke this badger out and shoot it.
Reporting for duty, Mom.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Claire. Something about an investigation?
That's right. Sit down.
Does Libby know about this?
Yes, and I have Libby's full active and unconditional support.
So why are we in the broom cupboard?
Libby wouldn't lend me her office. Would you like a union representative present?
There isn't room. unless we stand him in the bucket.
Don't be facetious, Ray. You know full well there's only one bucket and I am sitting on it.
But I don't know what this is about, but will it take long?
Oh, well, that is up to you, Ray.
Can we open a window? I'm feeling a bit lightheaded.
No, the window doesn't open. I tried it earlier.
And what's that smell? You know, Claire, I don't think we should be in here with all the cleaning fluids.
I can't smell anything, except possibly a rat. Figuratively speaking, of course, the Department of Hygiene has done a terrific job since last year's infestation.
Seriously, Claire, these fumes are really strong and I can feel myself going a little bit woozy.
Well then, Ray, the sooner you answer the questions, the sooner you can leave.
Excuse me, Mr. Harris?
Yes, Madeley, what is it?
You like football, don't you, sir?
I do, Madeley, very much.
Well, there's seven of us playing football, and we were wondering if you...
Oh, I'd love to! Yeah, I'll go and get my trainers.
Trainers?
You want me to play?
No, we want you to move. You're in the middle of the pitch.
Tough luck. You can play around me.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
How's it look?
You'll get through this, mate. And I'm going to help you. You've always been there for me, and I'm going to be there for you. As long as it takes, I'm there for the long haul. Yeah,
thanks, Simon. It means everything to me.
Do you mind if I ask you something?
Of course not.
Is it really all over between you and Claire?
Oh, it certainly looks like it.
So, Claire, to all intents and purposes, is single again?
Well, Simon, what are you driving at?
Well, it's just that... You'll laugh at this... I've always found Claire strangely attractive, and I just wondered if you'd mind if I...
Jumped into bed and had sexual relations with my wife a mere few days after our marriage is disintegrated. Is that what you're wondering? Was it, Simon?
No. How could you ever think such a thing? That is outrageous, Brian.
So what were you wondering? Well...
Give me a minute.
Oh, for crying out loud! Simon, I don't believe you!
No, wait, I was only wondering, since Claire is so... available, whether you are as well.
What do you mean?
Give me a minute.
Simon!
Available for a date. I can fix you up if you want. I'm sure I could find just the right girl for you.
No, Simon, I found the right girl for me and I married her. I want her back. I don't want some date foisted upon me from your back catalogue.
Claire needn't know. Just think of it as a fling with a pretty woman.
I'm not interested. This is a matter of principle. How pretty...
Watch out, sir!
Careful, boys. Mr. Harris may be needing those.
Oh, I'm sorry, Claire. I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking to me about. None of it makes any sense. None of it makes any sense at all.
Answer the question.
I can't answer the question. if I don't know what it is.
Sorry, that's just Scottish tongue.
Claire, I really do think that we need to get some air.
Oh, let me tell you this.
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just sit back. As a job I love, it's like spring and bread and flizzle. Oh, like some herring. Cry, Harry. Loose dogs.
Would you like a carrier bag to be sick in?
Yes, please.
Claire, are you sure you're okay?
Oh, no, it's nothing. People just make a fuss, you know. I mean, these days, you can't even go cross-eyed and froth at the mouth without health and safety getting involved.
Would you like me to make you tasty, restorative soup from my village?
What's in it?
A church, a school. What do you care what's in it, as long as soup is nice?
No, thank you.
Well, your office tell me to take care of you because you're confused and disorientated, and that is what I'm going to do.
Well, thank you, Gnarly.
So, this 50% pay rise you're offering...
That's a very nice try, Gnarly.
Yeah, well, it's worth a shot. But seriously, I would like to discuss this domestic situation.
What's to discuss?
This sleeping on the couch situation is intolerable and unfair.
But, Gnarly, it's not you, it's Brian who's sleeping on the couch in the living room.
Exactly! How am I supposed to stay up and watch late-night television with him whimpering and crying in the early hours?
Can't you just go and watch it in your room?
No! The screen is too small, and the signal is not strong enough to pick up this Slav TV channel. I'm addicted to the Balkan soap opera, Dragana's Den.
Oh.
Dragana is the heroine, and Den is her husband. Can you guess his nickname? His dirty husband.
It's very popular, is it?
Everybody at home watches it. Mm. And when the Pope came to visit, it clashed with the Sunday afternoon omnibus. Mm-hmm. He wandered around for 2 hours trying to find somebody to bless. But the point is, I have missed 3 episodes, and I don't even know if the raspberry crop was saved. It's the big storyline at the moment, bigger even than the incest.
All I can say, Gnarly, is that the situation won't last forever.
Maybe, but neither will the raspberries. Tell me, Claire, is Brian leaving?
Oh, just, I haven't decided.
Oh, this is even more confusing than when Dragana's first husband, Bobby, died and then reappeared in the shower. Oh,
don't tell me, it had all been a dream.
No, somebody had dug up Bobby's corpse and left it in the bathroom.
Look, Gnarly, I know everything must seem very up in the air at the moment, but the thing is that Brian's very, very fragile, and I don't want to cause him any unnecessary distress. Brian's feelings have to take precedence.
You don't think he's ready to move on?
He might be, but I'm not. You see, although I am interested in another man, this man has yet to declare his feelings for me.
Oh, and until then, you've decided to keep Brian on as an insurance policy.
Well, that sounds awfully callous. I prefer the term safety net.
I understand. As good time Uncle Miroslav used to say, do not get out of the bath unless you have a towel waiting.
And he was promiscuous, was he?
He sold towels.
I mean, I will tell Brian, of course, but when the time is right.
Of course.
Until then, can I trust you to keep a secret?
Trust me? I am the very soul of discretion.
Du stai a grinda, ya sto.
Snorri, how long is this on for?
Shush, shush, shush.
I really need to get some sleep.
Shush.
At least tell me what's going on.
The lady in the silver jumpsuit mowing the lawn, that is Dragana. She very glamorous, no?
She doesn't seem very happy.
She isn't. Dragana has discovered dirty husband's underwear covered in lipstick. Not any old lipstick, but the very shade her sister uses to make the cows look pretty for the bulls.
So he's having an affair with the sister?
Maybe the sister, maybe the livestock. Watch and see.
Now what's happening?
She's milking a pig. What does it look like? You see the fellow there?
And the blacksmith?
That's our country's prime minister.
Making a guest appearance?
No, he's in every episode. He passed a law. Still, at least he can act, which is more than you can say for the foreign secretary.
Gnarly, can you keep a secret?
Suddenly, everybody is wanting me to keep secrets.
Who else?
I can't say. Claire would kill me.
See, Simon is fixing me up with a date, but I don't want Claire to know about it.
My lips are sealed.
I'm going to start dating as an insurance policy in case things don't work out with Claire.
You and Claire? Do you think you should split up? Because, frankly, I think you have more in common than you realize.
Morning, Helen. I just thought I'd waddle in and say hello.
Oh, Megan, how lovely to see you. Ray, Joan, Livy. We have a visitor.
Oh, hello, Megan. So, you're not giving birth yet, then?
Oh, yes, I gave birth weeks ago. This is trapped wind.
Lovely to see you, too.
Hey, have you thought about names? Personally, I don't think you can go wrong with Ned.
Yeah? You pack that in this second, Ned, you little bastard! See, it's got a real ring to it.
It's a bit of a moot point. I favour classical Edwardian, but my boyfriend inclines more towards hobbit names. He's a bit of a fantasy geek.
And is Brenda any happier with the prospect of having a little brother or sister?
Sort of. The death threats have stopped.
There is a secret in our culture, and it is not that birth is painful. It is that women are strong.
Who are you again?
I'm Joan. I'm your maternity cover.
Jesus.
Morning, everybody.
Morning,
hi, Claire.
Oh, Megan, how lovely to see you. I can't stop to chat. I'm interrogating Helen.
Oh, I'll be with you in a couple of minutes, Claire. I'm just finishing this. I've been working on it for a couple of days.
What is it?
It's a list of my top 1,000 displacement activities.
Libby's office. 5 minutes.
Claire.
What is it, Megan?
Let me come in with you. I can help. I've spent the last 3 weeks watching reruns of Taggart on ITV2.
But you don't even know what I'm investigating.
It doesn't matter. If she's hiding something, I'll get it out of her.
You, boy.
Me?
Yes, you. This school has a strict uniform policy. Do you really think nobody would notice if you showed up here looking like some hippie scarecrow spent the night in a skip?
Well, I'm a supply teacher.
Really? How are you finding it here?
Ryan, old man, give me a hand with these, would you?
Blimey, Simon, how many little black books have you got?
Bitter experience has taught me the benefits of listing, categorising and cross-referencing women in my acquaintance.
Well, it's a bit dehumanising.
Here we go. Argos does it, it's customer-friendly. Simon does it, it's sexist. Do you want to go on a date or don't you?
Yes, please.
Here goes. Volume 1, married.
No.
Volume 2. Recently divorced.
I don't think so.
Volume 3, recently divorced and vulnerable.
Simon!
Exotic women.
I might be intimidated.
Sexually confident women.
I might be intimidated.
Tall women.
I'll definitely be intimidated.
We're running out of options here, Brian.
Well, can't you just think of a nice girl for me?
Well, I suppose I could always get my lucky escape book. Women who appeared normal on the surface but soon reveal themselves to be riddled with insecurities and neurosis.
Sound right up my street.
Come in, Helen.
Look, Claire, is this about Meryl's cake in the communal cupboard? I ate it, yes, but I replaced it long before her leaving, dear.
Take a seat, please, Helen.
How was I to know that Meryl was wheat intolerant? And nobody feels worse about her bloated features than I do, especially after seeing her wedding photos.
It's not about Meryl's cake, Helen. It's far more serious than that.
Claire, just out of interest, why is Megan here?
To observe. Megan, would you care to... Could you sit down?
Actually, Claire, could you help me onto this desk?
Why?
Because in Taggart, one of the detectives always sits on a desk.
Is that the case in your condition?
Ah, forget it, I'll perch.
So, Helen, let me ask you, are you happy in your work?
How does she know? She never does any.
Claire, what is this all about?
We're asking the questions.
Claire, I wonder, could you ask Megan to stop shining that lamp in my face?
Yes, Megan, could I have a quick word?
Of course, Claire.
What are you doing?
Good cop, bad cop. Classic interrogation technique. I soften her up with my brutality and then you earn her trust with your kindness.
Don't be ridiculous, Megan. Does it work?
Never fails on TV.
Okay, but I want to be the bad cop, right? Because I am terrifically nice all the time and they'll just catch her unawares.
No, I have to be the bad cop because I'm Scottish.
This is how it goes. So, Helen, can I get you anything? Glass of water, cup of tea, magazine, subscription, foot rub?
Ooh, a cup of tea would be nice.
You'll get your tea when you've told us what we want to know and not before.
We just want to find out the truth.
And you're not leaving this room until we do.
Because I know, Helen, that you just want to do everything that you can to help.
No, Claire, we're both being bad.
No, I was being good.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
May I interject? What you were saying was good, Claire, but the manner in which you said it was bad.
Right. Can we try it again?
Mm-hmm.
You stink of guilt, Helen. You stink so bad, I'm going to open a window.
If you help us, we'll help you.
I'll break you into tiny little pieces, if that's what it takes.
And everyone helps each other, which would be nice.
By the time I'm finished with you, you'll be begging to confess.
No, wait, no, we've swapped. Now you're being bad. I'm being bad. How did that happen?
Well, I think you did two bads in a row and then threw it out of sync.
Oh, damn it. Let's try it again from the top.
Claire, is there any chance of that cup of tea? This might take some time. You wanted to see me, Claire?
That's right, Joan. Take a seat.
Where's Megan?
Oh, her water's broke. She's gone to hospital. Right. Now, Joan, this is an informal inquiry, but nonetheless, it is important that your answers...
It was me.
Sorry?
I did it.
Did you?
Yes, I did. You'll have my resignation by the end of the day.
Of course, yeah. Well, I did always have my suspicions.
I can't get anything past you, Claire. But before I leave, I'll put everything to rights, I promise.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
I'll put it back where I found it. Put them back. Buy new ones.
Joan?
Yes, Claire?
You don't have the faintest idea what it is you're confessing to, do you?
That's right, Claire. Quite correct.
So you're just generally confessing?
That's right.
Why?
As soon as I heard that you were conducting an inquiry, my stress levels went through the roof. And anxiety is a one-way ticket on a non-stop express to the dark place. Have I told you that I can't go back to the dark place?
Yes, you have mentioned that.
So, I thought I'd confess. I was already feeling guilty enough, so why not?
Sir?
Yeah, hold on. Just a minute, please, waiter.
Sir, you've been through the wine list half a dozen times. No matter how hard you look, we don't have a bottle for under £5.
Right. OK, in which case we'll have a bottle of this one here.
That's the water.
That's right, yes, the water. Are you OK with water, Delphine?
I'm fine with water.
Well, in that case, a bottle of your finest H2O, my good fellow.
Still or sparkling?
Would you mind if I had another look at
the... They're the same price.
Well, I say sparkling. Sparkling water or a sparkling evening?
Simon told me that you had a good sense of humour.
Yeah. Did he really? What else did he say about me?
Nothing.
Would you like to try the water first?
No, thank you. Just leave it there.
Are you ready to order? I'm guessing you won't be having starters.
No, I don't think so. Just the two-for-one pizza offer, please.
As you can see, we offer a large selection of pizzas.
I quite like...
Margaritas. I think pizzas can be a bit fussy, all those toppings, don't you agree?
I suppose.
So, to clarify, you're having the cheapest pizzas available on the two-for-one offer, with water.
Yes, that's right.
I can't wait to see my tip.
Thank you.
If you'll excuse me, I'll just pop out and put a deposit on a house in Hampstead.
That'll be all.
You can have a starter if you want, Brian.
No, I don't think so. Main courses. It's more than enough.
I'm paying. Seriously, this is my treat.
Really?
This is a bit of a celebration for me. I've not been out on a proper date for some time. Not since my fiancé died.
Waiter!
On my wedding day. He was killed on the way to the church.
Waiter!
It was a particularly stormy morning, and as he left the house, a tree fell on him.
Do you know what? I do quite fancy a glass of wine. Will you join me?
That'd be lovely.
Waiter!
I was heartbroken. I thought I'd been stood up, but the truth was far, far worse.
Yes, sir.
I'll have a calamari starter, Delphine.
Garlic mushrooms. He bled to death.
And a bottle of red wine, please. A good one.
He tried to free himself by cutting his arm off with a penknife.
Well, I must say, this is very pleasant. Cheers.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Claire.
You are probably wondering why Libby and I have called you all here today.
Claire believes that the secret social worker is in this office. She came to me with a plan to reveal his or her identity.
I set up a series of interviews.
Guess what, everybody? It's a text from Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
Who?
Megan's boyfriend, Bernard. She's had her baby.
Oh, great. That is fantastic news. Anyway, as I was saying, the interviews I organised were actually a cunning ruse on my part. You see, I wasn't trying to get information from you. I was trying to give misinformation to you.
It's a boy! They called him Bilbo.
Helen?
Oh, sorry. sorry.
To each one of you, I gave a separate story, a different piece of gossip, so juicy that the secret social
worker... She's had another one!
Twins, lovely.
Did you know she was having twins?
No, she didn't say anything to me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, now, come on, guys. Great news about Megan, but Claire does have something important to share with us. I think she deserves our undivided attention.
Thank you, Libby. I had...
Triplets! Triplets, you're flaming joking.
Megan is really going to have her hands full. I had a cousin, had triplets, and she went crazy, and I mean Mel Gibson crazy.
Does this mean we have to buy three presents, or can they share one?
Excuse me, I am about to unmask the culprit.
Yeah, we'll get a move on, Miss Marple. I've got an office to run, OK?
All right. The point is that the story that appears in the article reveals the identity of the author. And if I just go onto the website... Uh-huh. Here it is, today's article. And the secret social worker is... Ah.
Don't tell me. None of the stories showed up.
No, it's not quite. All of the stories showed up.
That's it. It's obviously a coincidence. I'm not wasting any more time on this ridiculous witch hunt.
But...
No. Go on, clear off. Get back to work. Hello, Libby Prentice. Really? Oh, well, that's great news. I'd love it if they were all collected together and published in a book.
Nolly, this is delicious.
Yes, you've excelled yourself.
Is it a Nigella? No, a Jamie.
No, it's
a... No, let me guess. It's a Delia.
It is a pot noodle. When I poured it out of the plastic tub and put some lettuce on the side to confuse you.
I've had enough, thank you.
Oh, I'll have yours, love it.
Well, it's nice to see you've got your appetite back, Brian.
It can't be miserable forever.
How very true, Brian. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to pop out for a couple of hours.
Oh, Claire, oh, forgive me, I nearly forgot to tell you. Your fancy man Howard can't make it this evening. The girl is not well. He'll call you to rearrange.
Fancy man? Claire, what is Gnarly talking about, fancy man?
The Cossack out of the cage.
Why did you keep this from me? It's such a betrayal of trust.
Honestly, Gnarly, you said you could keep a secret.
I can keep a secret. I didn't breathe a word about Brian's date with Delphine.
Delphine?
I was just about to tell you.
Oops.
You've been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Benning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Sarah Tom, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Sarah Kendall, Andrew Wincott, and Arthur Hughes. The producer was Alexandra Smith.